I'm your classic good girl. Girl Scout, honor roll, Sunday school class, perfect fucking attendance. But sometimes being good just doesn't get you where you need to go. When your brother owns a bar, you learn your way around a martini shaker. And I've never minded helping out, doing the books, even cleaning up when he's shorthanded. But the guys that come through the door, I mean, I could take them or leave them. They're all paws and slobber like a bunch of untrained dogs, most of them. But then you walked into the bar. And I've been a hot mess ever since. One look at you, and my pussy took notice. Down, girl, I thought. Not that you could see me. I was invisible to you in my jeans and baggy t-shirt and plaid flannel. I've got a face like a daisy, a guy once told me. Innocent, open, and sweet. And in a place like this, if you don't work for tips, it's smarter to fly under the drunk radar, believe me. But your eyes went past me, or through me. But you were easy to spot. That fine ass in those jeans. The way your eyes crinkled at the corners when you smiled. Then you stood next to me. You ordered a scotch, and your rough, rumbly voice wrapped around me. Warm and confident and soft and gritty. The sound of you just sent shivers down my spine. My pulse started to pound and a slow burn heated up my pussy. I tingled all over every inch of my skin. He said, "Got a napkin?" And I was lightheaded from the rush. Come to find out, it didn't matter what you said, whether you were bullshitting with the guys or even pouring a little sugar in some gal's Dixie cup. Holy fuck. How do people walk around in the world feeling like this? You drove me crazy. You made me wet. You made me ache. You made me squeeze my thighs together. And the gossip about you? Gainfully employed, humane society volunteer, no outstanding warrants, no pesky drug habit or gambling debts, just a very, very hot, decent guy. Go figure. I spent endless hours picturing what you'd be like. I woke up with pornographic images of you flashing through my mind. I imagined kissing your perfect chin, that luscious mouth. And every time I heard your voice, it lit me up, made me cream. I could smell you over the beer and whiskey. Sometimes I had to slip in the back office and take care of myself. I'd lean against the door, my hand down my jeans, and rock my hips. Slide two fingers inside my aching pussy and press my thumb on my clit. Until I finally had to stifle the moans with my other hand. Turns out, sexually experienced, it's not the same thing as sexually awakened. And now, my body was woke by a man's voice. Go figure. I fought it all summer. Then I caved. My body just wants you. She wants you bad. She insists. Fine. What's it gonna take? I am going to make this happen. I've always been a little headstrong. To keep me out of trouble, my parents enrolled me in gymnastics. I loved doing cartwheels and back handsprings. At least until my boobs and butt came along, and that was the end of my balance beam days. Too curvy to compete. But I learned discipline and focus to go with my natural determination. Now I'm going after what I want. I watched you. I learned what you like, what catches your eye, who follows you out the door at the end of the night. All I need is one clear shot. One and done. I just want to have you. I don't have to keep you. Tonight is my brother's night off. Game on. I slip into sheer black lingerie, an Agent Provocateur bra and garter belt I ordered online. No panties. Hell no. What? I'm in it to win it. Short, silky wrap dress with more than a peak of cleavage. Stiletto heels. Yeah, I had to practice the walk. It's not that much different from doing the balance beam on tiptoe. So here's my plan. It's simple, really. Go in, sit at the bar like a customer, make sure I'm in your line of sight, lean over, flaunt, tease, flirt, make eye contact, hold it a fraction too long, cross my legs. You'll see the garter snap to the stocking and a slice of my creamy toned thigh. I'll send you a shot of Patron instead of your usual to remind you just how good licking and biting and sucking can feel. I've practiced this over and over in my head. Now all I have to do is execute my moves and stick the landing. I got this. All right. It's go time. Your eyes are on the door when I walk in. A surge of lust rolls through me so intensely I nearly fall on my ass in these ridiculous shoes. You're staring at me like a 12-point buck in the headlights. And I walk straight to you. Fuck the plan. No turning back now. I lean in and I put a hand on each of your shoulders, my lips so close to your ear that my breath stirs your hair. I want to know what you're like when you're sweaty and you can't get your breath and your cock is so hard your fucking eyes cross. I move my mouth to your other ear and my hair slides over your cheek. Desperate for what I can give you, begging me for my pussy and that sexy, raspy voice of yours that gets me so wet. My legs so wide apart, your fingers so deep in me, your thumb working my clit so good. Oh. I'll see stars. Oh, fuck that. I'll see meteor showers. I give you a slow lick under your ear and end it with a soft kiss, a filthy exclamation point. I want your cum down my throat, up my pussy, and all over my ass. My knees are shaking and my fingers are trembling. I lean back just far enough to see your face, lips parted, breath ragged, eyes half closed. Your pupils are blown. You're hard for me right now, aren't you? You're about to combust. I bet if I pulled out your cock, I could get you off with one lick. This is a limited time offer. What's it gonna be? You shoot to your feet so fast, I stagger back, but you catch me with one arm around my waist. What did you say? At last? Hell yeah? Let's do this? Oh my God. We stumble down the hall to the office and stop just inside the door. The barmaid? I hired her. She's my accomplice. She's gonna run interference. My fingers are sliding into the back of your hair, and I'm kissing you, and you're kissing me back, deep and wet and wild. Your hands roam, taking in my softness, the heat of my skin from ass to hips, stroking up and down my back. I lift one leg and hook it around your hip. Feel how wet and silky I am for you. Spread it around. I need your fingers to calm the ache between my legs, but they don't. They make my pussy throb harder. I need more. I need more. I push up your t-shirt and kiss down your chest and lick along your ribs and nip your belly. Oh, I'm going to suck you off and you're going to watch every second of it. I'll make it good, but hold some back, baby, because I want you to make me come against this wall. Watch me. Watch me down on my knees between your legs, sucking your cock. Licking your balls, pulling them one by one, stroking your cock with my hand while my mouth isn't on it. Can you take that? Can you take more? Fuck. Yes. I wanted you so bad. I need it. What? Keep talking to you? You like hearing me? My voice does things to you? The sound of it? Oh, really? Like when I say, you want to be inside me? You want to feel my warm wetness all around you? Oh, fuck yeah. Yes, push me against the wall. Hook your arm under my leg and open me for you. Lift my ass up and pin me here with all your strength and work your cock inside my pussy. You feel... God... You feel fucking glorious. Oh, fuck this pussy, baby. Fuck it and shoot for me. Make me come so hard my ears ring. Fuck yeah. Touch me gently after you just fuck me so hard. Oh. What? You've been watching me? Listening to me? Because the sound of me makes you crazy? No, I've never done anything like this before. I hope it was okay. You like me being good and you like me being bad? Yeah, it is a nice dress for a bad girl. Hey, how about I wear it until you get me home and rip it off? Sound like a plan? When you tell me you want us to leave out the front door, hand in hand, I nod, eyes sparkling, smiling big, busy thinking of all the dirty, filthy, sexy things I want to say to you. And I think I'm going to like finding out just how good being a bad girl can be.